Today's learning from the Mishnah is Chaim Luzam Shem Shara Yemayshim and Daniel Rifka Bas and Echir Israel Yisrael Menachem or Yemayshim Beis Lus for Shalom and Chaim Yemayshim and Malkim and Baruch Masar Malkim or Malkim Yitzchak and Fei Goldina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Tzadik Zayin. We just started with the Halachas of Besamim and we are up to Sif Beis. Ein Mevarchim al Besamim shall Beis HaKisei v'loy shall Meisim. You don't make a Baruch HaBarim in a Besamim on there was, they used to put scents into the bathroom. The point of those scents back then, obviously the bathrooms did not have running water. There was tzai over there, so therefore it had a foul odor. So the scent over there was not made to smell good, but the scent over there, as we'll see, Mishabur explains, was meant to block the smell. Since it was only not meant as a good smell, but it was meant to block the smell, it's not something that you make a barim. Similarly, by a when it comes to mason, let's just see the. I'm sorry, let's one more line over here in the Mechaber. The Dafka and the Sunim Lamailum in Mitasa Shalmais. This that he said we don't make the bracha on the scent by the mason, that's the ones that were placed above the bed of the mace. The loy, because that there was some that was placed on the bed, which the same idea was really meant to contain the smell, and there was besamim that was put in front, that was for the cover of the people. So the ones in the front, that is for smell, and therefore it's okay. Let's see, Mishabur shall basically say, it's not made for smell. Just to take away the foul odor. The scents that were put on top of the bed of the mace. The ones that were put in front of the bed. Because those were made for the people coming to the room of the mace, and therefore it was not considered something to contain smell, but it was considered something to give the smell. Let's go back to the Mechaber. You're not allowed to make the barim the besamim on besamim that's used by the parties of the goyim. The stam misubasim lavaydis kechavim. Generally, their mesiba was made to avaydis kechavim, and therefore, since they were celebrating the avaydis kechavim, the besamim there is also is done for that purpose, and therefore you cannot use it. You're not allowed to have an anah from it. You cannot use it for the. You're not allowed to use it for bar mitzvah besamim. Says Rama, ben berach al besamim eli. If you used any of these, lo yatsu, you weren't yaitza. But sarach lachsa levarach alachem. You have to go ahead and make another bar mitzvah besamim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sheb mesiba saiv kechav mehenu sheb mesunda sheb mesubin lachila. They're sitting down to eat. If they were not there, you could use besamim that you got from a guy. It's only the besamim that they actually used during their sudum. The Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees with the Taz. And he's the sphere law, the stam besamim shall oimik achavim oimid l'besayif l'machran l'avaydis galilim. The whole purpose the guy has besamim is ultimately to sell it for to be used with avaydis zara. The ain l'varach alayin, and therefore you should not make a brach on it. Im loy b'makam shenirish ain l'ayna oimid l'avaydis galilim. Unless it's obvious that it really was not there, is no purpose for the avaydis zara. Kagain shehu tagger, that he's a dealer. So if he has a store, he doesn't care. He's not. It's not made to avodah zarah. He doesn't care what you're buying it for. So if it's stam a guy who has besamim, you have to assume that he has it l'shem avodah zarah. If he's a dealer, then he has it for that reason. Or if it's something that he uses to put into his food, even the Rabbeinu Yoni would agree that that is okay. You know, most of that is really not so negated today. Let's see the go back to the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Sakim Malayim Besamim. So one of the things that they used to do then when they made wine, they would take the wine and they would place it in the barrels of wine. They would take bags of besamim that was in a porous kind of bag. And they would place those bags inside the wine. The point of this was to give a smell to the wine. Now, their wine is stam yainams, okay? Now, stam, sakim, malayim, besamim, let's see, the halacha, shemasim, meini, hudu, tachkan, kanya, yain. They take these bags and they place it in the barrels of wine. Af, alpisha, mutala, riachban. Even though lamaisa, you'll have to smell them. There's no iser hana from smelling them. As we'll see, the reason is because really the wine gets the smell of the besamim. The besamim doesn't really get anything from the wine. However, ein mavdil on the hand, you should not use it for havdala. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah explains this. The wine is not putting a tam in the besamim. What's the besamim doesn't smell of the wine. The purpose is that it places a smell or a taste into the wine. If they took these bags that they place in the wine, your point is not to smell the wine, which is wine of Yayin Nesach, but or stam yainam, but it is made. The reason you're smelling is to smell the besamim. With the besamim itself, there is nothing really wrong with. But however, for avdali, you should not do it. Aim of the only the lamaisa. It's not appropriate for a dvar mitzvah to take something that was soaked, sitting and soaking in the goyish wine and the wine of Yayin Nesach, and place that and use that for a mitzvah. Kosavatas kan kan le'el b'simen reishis zayin. The ein mevarchin. It's a separate halacha. Al reich shebekli shenivla by ayideh b'samim shahayim mekaydim. So you have a container, and the container had b'samim sitting in it, and this could be negeya. If you take that contain, and there's no more b'samim, it's all used up. You used it with a spice or whatever it is. You used it up, but the container still has a smell. There's no mamushes of the b'samim left. So he says you can't make a bracha on that now, because it's not a, you have to make a bracha on something that's there. Here, there is no longer a anything left. However, so let's say you had a wooden besamim holder and it's empty, but in the cracks you still have little bits of besamim in there. You're going to regilus potavish, it's very common. Then mutalavarach, because there you still have a mamashas, you still have the besamim that's left over, and therefore, in that case, you are allowed to make the bar mitzvah besamim on that. Says the mechaber sifdal, nahagu levarach al hadas kol hechad efshe. Wherever it's possible, you make a bracha for bar mitzvah besamim, a meaning by many, many people to make the bar mitzvah besamim on the hadasim. He's referring to over here on the hadasim from the lulav that you use. Let's see, before we go to Ramah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Das perish the shalulav, the one that you use in the lulav. Why would I use the hadasim of the lulav? Cave in this avabechadazim mitzvah, since I did one mitzvah with it, lever by mitzvah chrita, let me do another mitzvah. So I used it for my mitzvah of dalet minim on sukkahs. Now let me use it for my mitzvah of besamim, mitzvah of hadalah. V'dafke b'shar yimayis ha'shana. Now one thing he wants, to use your hadasim that you used in your lulav, that's talking about the rest of the year. V'loy b'sukkahs, not on sukkahs itself. The hooks of mitzvah. So let's say you have matzah Shabbos is chalamayit. That hadasim is still dedicated to your mitzvah of your lulav, and you can't use it for another mitzvah. For another mitzvah. Masha kasav kol hecha de efsha. What the mechaber said, you should use this hadasim as whenever it's possible. Heinu. What does he mean? It still has to have a smell. Eventually, the smell dissipates, and you can't make a bracha on it. Mitzvah chatchila, you should use this. The Zoyer says of semach lada v'tachas hasarpa yala hadas usmichle shemesh shabbos bechalalei. Next to this pasuk of hadas, it says shemesh shabbos bechalalei. So therefore, you should try to use this, but only so long as it still has a smell. Once the smell is out, obviously you should not be using it anymore. We'll see. The Ramah brings a Yeshayimrim that you shouldn't use this, and that's what he's referring to over here, because he holds that the smell is not there anymore. Let's see that Ramah inside. Says the Ramah, the Yeshayimrim, those who say that ain levarach al hadas yavish, you shouldn't make a bar mina sum on a dried out hadasim. Because it doesn't really have a smell. Rak al shar b'sam, you should use other b'sam v'chein hagam adin seilin, that it was the minig in the Ramah cities. Nearly the yeshaniach kam hadasim b'sam v'daz yaisin kulam. He says the Ramah is a very simple eitza, that if you're going to use the hadasim of the lulav, you have a perfect eitza. What's your perfect eitza? You have the problem is you have these shittas that hold that you cannot use it. You have this opinion, you have this desire that you should use it. So do both. Have the hadasim, have with it a bunch of cloves with it. So now you don't have a problem because you are satisfying all the shittas. Let's see the Mishabur. Im habesam v'im ein loy. If you don't have anything else, you can use grasses. As we already said previously, if you go ahead and use that dasim plus other besamim, you take it. You yotz everybody. That he brings down from the tour in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and this is an interesting point. He had a separate glass. They had besamim. Volume of our chalim. So he had a special besamim holder, and that's what he would make the bracha. The afla halacha yesh l'tzadet yachal avarach bar min besamim gam al besamim shayim minachem bebayis l'tzarech tafshol. In other words, I have a choice. I have my container of cloves, and sometimes I use it to make, because I'm in the mood and I want to be a shtickle rabbish, so I make the rabbish pickled salmon with the cloves in it for Friday night, right? And I'm waiting for them to come chap shrayim, but they haven't showed up yet, right? So I have those cloves. Is that a spice, or is that my, or is that besamim? Okay, says the Taz that what he would do is he would have a special besamim holder. This way, showing that the besamim in here is purely for besamim. It's not for another person. Kevich and Neutel. Now, lemaisa. What if you don't have it? You want to go to your cabinet. You want to take out your container of cloves that you also use sometimes for cooking. Since you're taking it to smell, it's considered the summum. So lemaisa, it's not a problem. You could do that. However, lechatchila, it's better to have a separate besamim holder. This is besamim. Therefore, this, because you run into the shayla, is it besamim or is it a condiment? Is it a spice? So therefore, if you keep it separate, this is considered by you for besamim. The chen kas b'sefer Taisa Shabbos b'pshitas mikol makar Rabbeinu from us is that mitzvah and amilcha. In order to do mitzvah and amilcha, have a separate container for besamim. Sheyichadaisa mitchilu l'shem reach mitzvah. Took the spices, took the cloves, bought them in the store, and was meyachad that this is going to be my besamim shel mitzvah. The chen ahagim reiva oilim. Most of the world is like this way. Shemayachad and klilaze. You have a separate keli. The Koran, I say Hadas, they used to call the Kaili the Hadas, and that I don't think we do anymore. Al Shem Shem and Nichem Shem Bedurus or Shem Hadas Kadela Ria, they would go ahead and they would keep this separate Kaili, and that's what they would keep. The reason was called the Hadas Kaili, because what they would do is they would take that Das from Sukkos, grind them up, break them up, and put them into a Kaili to hold it in. The first one was covered, it would hold the smell longer, and that's why this Kaili became known as the Hadas Kaili. But that's not the point over here. The point over here is by taking a separate keli and being meyached it for besamim, that zicha gets the halacha according to everybody. Even though it's not even a b'dieved, it's okay to use your regular spice jar, but this Rabbeinu Ephraim adds this extra chumra, and it's really an easy thing to do. There's another point over here also. Most of us have in our house a nice besamim holder, something we got at our wedding, a gift. A silver besamim holder. We have a concept, and you know, sometimes we say, "Yeah, I don't want to use it. I have to constantly polish it." So I just use the besamim from the spice rack. So besides the fact that you have this chumra of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which is an easy thing to adapt and keep, but we also have a concept of zekeli mavei. Why do we keep our megillah in a nice holder? Why do we keep our esrog in a nice holder? Lulav in a nice holder? We have a concept of why do we make nice decorations to a sukkah? These are not ikur mitzvah. This is part of decorating the mitzvah. The zekeli mavei was showing a chavivus of the mitzvah. I keep my mitzvah in a beautiful case. So there's definitely multiple reasons why it is the appropriate thing to do. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Metz Hashem, we will continue with Sif Hei tomorrow, and we'll finish up this simon.